Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, the special Memorial Day edition. You know, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramoe. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
Ain't nothing much. You know, we're gonna, you know what we do here on the show. You know, we talk sports, entertainment, everything else.
Yes, sir.
That's right. So I want to wish everybody who's listening and everybody who's not listening right now, you know, I wish you all a happy Memorial Day, and feel free to talk sports entertainment. The number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So, you know, we're going to lead off, talk a little bit about, the Yankees. As they fell to the Rays by the score of 8-3, you know, we're going to talk about the Mets, how they're doing in baseball right now. Also, they got a game later tonight at ESPN. Also, we're going to talk about the Rangers, as Rangers basically did not make history. They fell in five games by the final score of 3-1. And of course, as usual, you know, we're going to talk, you know, a little sports entertainment, talk a little WWE, a little TNA, and you know how it is. So, of course, folks, you know the number. Again, that's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. So let's lead off with a little baseball here. And the Yankees, of course, they fell by the score 8-3.
Yeah, not a good game today for CeCe Sabathia. He struggled of late, and he hasn't looked like CeCe Sabathia that we all know and love. He's only 4-4 this year, and it seems like, you know, he doesn't have his fastball. He doesn't have command of it right now, and let's say he got rocked by the Rays. You know, I think by the sixth inning, he was down 7-0. So he put us in a hole deep, man. You know, we couldn't recover from it, and we ended up losing this game 8-3. Rays pitcher, what's the guy's name that was pitching today?
Was it Price?
No, Price wasn't pitching. I don't think Price pitched in this series at all.
Yeah, I think this could be on that team.
Alex Cobb, there you go. Alex Cobb, who kept us in check today, you know. We couldn't do anything off of him, and he, you know, he pitched brilliantly today. He's 6-2 on the season, and you know, we couldn't score runs. CC couldn't pitch. It's a bad combination, you know, and we ended up losing this final game of this 3-game series at Tropicana Field. We did win yesterday with Overbay hitting that home run in the 11th inning to, you know, help the Yankees win 4-3. And on Friday, you know, we won that game behind Davis Phelps pitching, even though he got injured on a line drive. But
right,
we won the Friday game 9-4. And we ended up losing Grandison, who got hit by a pitch.
Saw that too.
He's going to be out for 4 weeks, you know, and it's, you know, we've had a lot of injuries this season, but, you know, Girardi has done a great job of mixing and matching and, you know, having these guys, having, you know, the bench guys fill in and help us win. So, you know, we're still in it right now. We're currently tied with the Red Sox for the division lead in the AL East, and hopefully we'll get healthier and we'll continue to get better.
Just like the good old days, you know, Yankees and the Red Sox battling for the first place. This is like, you know, the early 90s, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s, basically.
Yeah, basically. And we have a big matchup with them over the weekend, next weekend,
after this
Mets series coming up.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say. Don't overlook us, man. You know, Subway Series.
Oh, no,
Monday.
Not at all.
I know
not
the
at
Mets.
All, man.
We'll talk about the Mets momentarily.
Of course, yeah. I mean, get a 4-game series, 2 at Citi Field and 2 at Yankee Stadium. This year is different with the format. You know, it used to be 6 games. You have 3 home and 3 away.
Exactly.
But,
usually on the weekends.
Yeah, usually on the weekends too. But baseball decided to change it because, you know, because of all the complaints. Because, you know, people were complaining over the years that, oh, you know, we have to play the Yankees. You know, other teams don't have to. They don't have to play the Yankees. We have to play them 6 times. Like, play who's on your. You have to beat who's on your schedule. Don't complain about it.
I agree. I mean, you know, I mean, sure. I mean, the Yankee games. I mean, if you look historically, I mean, they are usually, you know, losses. But, you know, the games that we do win, I mean, those games are, you know, basically classic games. You know, you got the Matt Franco walk-off hit off Mariano Rivera. You got the David Wright walk-off hit off Mariano. You know, you're seeing a trend here.
Yeah.
The Randy Johnson game. There's multiple games, you know, Dave Malicki. I mean, those games are, you know, basically, you know, you know, the fans of the city, both Mets and Yankee fans, I mean, sure, I mean, they, you know, especially for a Mets fan like myself, you know, those games do give you heart attacks. But, I mean, it's fun for the city. I mean, to me, it only works with cities that have natural, you know, interleague rivals.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the you know, the Mets, Yankees, you know, like let's say, you know, the LA teams. What are you saying?
Yeah.
The California teams, right. You know, the teams that are near each other in proximity, you know, those work like Texas, you know, Texas Rangers versus Astros, but now because they ruined the whole thing to try to even up this the league, you know, five in every, you know, every division. That's why interleague is done, you know, literally every day, which to me, I mean, I consider myself a purist of baseball, but the only thing I like other than, you know, basically how it was basically the interleague. You know, I did like the interleague, but only, you know, just a few games in the, you know, towards, you know, June or so, you know, like around the All-Star break, June, July.
Yeah.
And, you know, you play against natural rivals, but now them doing it every day, I mean, that's just overkill. It's not special anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there's special time. There was like the two-three-week period where you have an interleague play.
Exactly.
And now it's like, they just, it's random now. It's any time during the season.
Exactly. I think it's totally stupid, to be honest with you.
Well,
and another thing that ruined the interleague, you know, with the Mets and Yankees was, you know, the highest form of interleague. I mean, before there was interleague play in 97, there was, of course, the, you know, the World Series, the Subway Series, the original Subway Series that happened with the Red Sox. I mean, not with the Red Sox. You know, the Yankees with the Giants and the Dodgers. And then, of course, in 2000, Mets and Yankees finally played in the World Series. And, of course, Macaulay would tell you, of course, the Yankees did win.
Of course.
No shocker there.
No shocker there.
But basically, I mean, other than the Mets and the Yankees facing another World Series, once you have the real thing, you know, everything else is just, you know, it's just secondary.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's the main reason why. I mean, sure, the fans get up for it, but it's not like the novelty wore off it.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, I'd probably say maybe around, you know, probably around 09, you know, with, you know, the new stadiums, you know. I think that's probably when it started to fall off a little bit. But if you want to point at the beginning of the downfall of the Subway Series, you'd have to go back, even though it was still great, obviously, after the few years after the World Series. But, you know, like I was saying, you know, after the World Series, I mean, there's no substitute.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, Yankees have been good. The Mets have been – they haven't been good. That's another reason.
Exactly. That's another reason right there. I think –
both teams have to be good at the same time.
Exactly. I think that's the even bigger reason. And you make a good point, Mac. When Mets and Yankees are good at the same time, that's when it's great. But this time – I mean, this is the first interleague series that's, you know, kind of ho-hum. And I think – for it being on the weekdays, and plus they ruined the whole, they made it instead of six games, it's four games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I guess we'll wait and see tomorrow, but I don't know. It looks like this is the beginning of the end of the Subway Series.
Might be.
That's how we loved and know it, even though now Interleague is every day now.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, gotta just accept it.
Exactly. And I guess
we'll do about it.
There's nothing you could do about it except for rooting for your home team. And
yeah,
like the song say, you know, if they don't win, it's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in any case, you know, let's switch gears to the Mets, unfortunately. You know, basically, the new mascot of the Mets isn't Mr. Met, the Hall of Fame mascot, Mr. Met, might I add.
the mascot.
The mascot of the New York Mets, the 2013 New York Mets, is Ike Davis. Because when Ike Davis goes, so does the Mets. And basically, Ike Davis is on an even worse start than he was last year. And of course, as we all know, the second half, you know, he came on strong. He hit, 26 home runs in the second half, which made him have 32 home runs for the year, a career high. But he is totally lost. The difference between last year and this year is that Mike Davis last year, even though he was horrible, he had a horrible first half, he didn't bring it to the field with him. This year, he's making stupid bonehead plays that I saw this week that I've never seen him do, you know, throughout his brief career with the Mets. I think ever since, what, 2010 or so?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy's making plays. He had an interference call, which led to a big inning for the Reds earlier this week. I'm trying to remember what team they're facing. The Cardinals, I think they're facing. What team are they facing?
Braves.
Yeah, I'm trying. Oh, right, the Braves. Right, exactly. But I think before that it was the Reds. I mean, they're making. Ike Davis is just looking at balls. He's not going. He's not diving for balls. He's not leaping for balls. I mean, he's just watching the ball. He's just being a spectator, you know.
Maybe they should send him down to the minors.
They should.
Run, you know?
They should send him down. Last year, I didn't think they should have sent him down because, you know, he wasn't hurting us defensively. And I thought the guy could have snapped out of it. But this year, he is totally lost.
Mm.
He's lost offensively and defensively. Who do I think should be playing first base? Anybody right now. Because he's not doing nothing. I would pay for Stevie Wonder to play first base right now for the New York Mets because he ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if a guy's hurting your team like that, I mean, yeah, you need to send him down, man.
If he doesn't, I would already send him already down a long time ago because this guy has been brutal. He's even off to a horrible start, even more horrible start than last year. He's probably on a 3-for-45.
Wow.
Hitting streak.
Wow.
And maybe the third hit, I might be over-exaggerating. I know he has at least two hits. That's for sure. He really needs to get his act together.
Yeah, man. What is his numbers, do you know?
Let's just say if his his batting average, you know, would equate money, It wouldn't get him up fair on the subway station. He's like, I don't know, like 140-something. Or maybe
wow.
Even lower than that because he's been in a slump. So it could be in the 130s or something like that.
Yeah,
I have no
have
idea.
To put him on assignment.
Yeah, and he better show up tonight against the Cardinals because Cardinals are you know, trying to put the broom on the Mets.
Braves, you mean?
I mean the Braves. I'm getting messed up here. I mean, we lost to the Reds earlier this week.
Yeah.
You know, we're losing to the Braves. Yeah, I'm just totally out of it. Yeah, exactly.
Cardinals have the best record in baseball, right? Right now, I think. 30-16, I think, or something.
You're probably right.
Oh, how do those guys do it every year over there?
Yeah, Mike Matheny, man, he learned all. You know, catching, you know, all those guys, you know, like Wainwright and Carpenter and under the, you know, tutelage of Tony La Russa, man. I mean, he definitely is in the mold of, you know, former catchers who turn into successful major league players.
Yeah.
Such as Mike Socha with the Angels.
Yeah.
Yeah, the list goes on. I'm drawing a blank, but there's a lot of guys.
Yeah,
who are former catchers and, you know, they're successful on the major league level.
Yeah, and the Reds, like, not the Reds, the Cardinals, I should say, they have all their pitchers. Like, if a pitcher's in a slump, they have the other pitchers, like, just have analyze his pitching in the bullpen and, like, they go through what he should do better. You know, it's kind of like like, they provide feedback on what the pitcher should be doing to get better. Like, I like that.
Yeah.
No, I think all teams should implement that in their system.
Exactly. And with their success, I mean, they should be copying that. I mean, just kind of like the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really see people really modeling their style after the Cardinals or the Giants. And, you know, usually when a team wins multiple titles, you know, within a time period, you see other teams start to emulate it. But maybe slowly but surely, you know, once they get those teams get more success, You know, maybe the other teams drafting will, you know, show that they've been following the Cardinals and the Giants, recent strategy of, having maybe one or two superstars, and then you have a bunch of, complementary players who are clutch.
Yeah.
And not to mention great pitching. That goes without saying. You have to have pitching because, obviously.
It all starts with the pitching. Yep.
It all starts with the pitching. Good pitching beats good hitting, any day.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, the Mets, on Friday night, they had a suspended game at 5. The score was 5-5. So yesterday they had to play the suspended game yesterday, and basically the Cardinals just whooped the Mets by the final score of 7-5. And what did the Mets do for encore? They basically said, hey, we just basically played a few innings for the for the Friday game. We might as well go home because basically. They lost by the final score of 6-0. Dylan G had a horrible game, and basically the pitcher Mike Minor, who's the unofficial ace of the Braves this year, he basically had a little league game. I mean, he dominated us for like 7 1/3. He struck out like unbelievable amount of pitchers. I don't know, maybe double digits. It might have been 9 or 10. I don't remember. And another thing, he had a little league game. He hit a 2-run home run to give us, the lead. You know what I'm saying? So he gave us the lead. Not us the lead, the Braves the lead. He hit a 2-run home run, and basically, the Mets lost by the final score of, 6-0, basically. So.
So tonight is the. You guys got to salvage.
You got to salvage the
game
at home.
Yeah.
Because basically, the Braves, man, the Braves are acting like it's Turner Field, and they're just,
dominating.
They're just dominating, us in Citi Field. I hope we actually show up, unlike the Knicks in the Pacers series or the Rangers, against the Bruins.
Yeah.
And let's shift over to the Bruins. I mean, the Bruins advance. They defeated the Rangers in 5. Rangers fell from the final score of 3-1. And I think Lundqvist had 29 saves. But obviously, with the offense and their lack of goals and the power play opportunities, basically, Undertaker's theme song is playing right now as both the Knicks and the Rangers are both eliminated from the playoffs and are now playing golf with each other.
Yeah. Well, the Bruins were the better team, so Rangers just didn't, like you said, they didn't have enough offense, and they didn't have many power plays in this postseason. That's what killed them in the end.
Exactly.
They got lucky in the Washington Capitals series, but against a good Bruins team, you're not going to score that many goals and have any power plays, and you're doomed.
Exactly, and other than that 5-2 game, Lundqvist has played great, this postseason. But if people aren't scoring, you ain't gonna go far, basically.
Yeah.
So basically gotta wait next year.
Yep. Hopefully,
just like the Knicks,
they'll get better next year.
Hopefully. But when you got a guy in his prime, man, you gotta step up because the guy's gonna end up, ringless in the city, just like unfortunately, Ewing and Piazza was, and Don Mattingly.
They gotta improve on offense. That's definitely something that they look to address in the offseason.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of the other Garden team, the Knicks. I don't know if you heard J.R. Smith. He had fluid drain out of his knee, and people think that the knee injury was part of the reason why he slumped so horribly, with his shooting.
Man, please. Carmelo had he had a shoulder injury and he was playing through that, man.
Exactly. And the shoulder one, and I know some people are criticizing, saying, oh, it's not his shooting shoulder with Carmelo Anthony. But come on, when you shoot, you use both your hands, and you gotta be, it has to be in a rhythm.
Yeah.
So if your arm is hurt, your shoulder is hurting you, you have to adjust your shot.
Yeah, you can't shoot with one hand.
Yeah, exactly.
They use both hands to shoot.
Exactly. You need to have the feel and the follow through to go through with it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's messed up, basically.
Well,
and you know, and Pablo Prigioni, he's a free agent, and you know, there was some speculation that he would go back to Europe or Argentina or whatever he was. I think he's gonna go back to Argentina to European League, but basically, you know, he's going to remain in the NBA, and hopefully he resigns with the Knicks.
I hope so. At least one more year.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd give him a 1 or 2 year deal.
Yeah.
See what he still has left. You know, he was a huge surprise, you know, for
yeah,
the Knicks. I mean, in the playoffs, he basically what we envisioned Jason Kidd to be, you know, a guy who would, you know, ignite the offense with his passing ability and knocking down clutch threes, you know.
I think it's time for Jason to retire.
Yeah, well, apparently he, right now, Kenny Martin and Kidd, as of right now, you know, they plan on playing. And as of right now, Kidd says he plans on, you know, coming back next year.
We'll see if it's with the Knicks.
And it is with the Knicks, because Knicks have him for like a 3-year contract.
Oh yeah, you're right. I thought it was 1 year.
No, it's not 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
He has a 3-year contract, but even though he has a 3-year contract, you know, he's taking it year by year. So basically, you know, he doesn't want to hang around if he has another, you know, season like he did, especially in the second half. You know, a guy, a great player like that, you know, he's gonna. You know, he has his pride. You know, he's going to hang it up.
Right, right.
And, yeah, let's move on to, you know, WWE over here. What was I going to say? Tomorrow they're going to have a Bret Hart appreciation night. And this is the first time Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels and Vince McMahon is going to be, you know, in Canada, which obviously it was the site, I think, what, 13 years ago in 97? Well, actually, is that more than that's more than 13, I would assume.
But
any case.
16 years, I think, right?
How many years was that?
16 years?
16 years, basically.
97, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time in, you know, that since the Montreal Screwjob that all three of them would be in Canada at the same time. And if you guys don't know about Montreal Screwjob, you know, check that out on YouTube. You know,
yeah.
One of the most craziest moments in wrestling history happened. But unfortunately, it's not going to be on TV as of right now.
That's messed up, man.
I think it's horrible because you prevent all your fans who don't have the app. Michael McGillicuddy, you know, the real life one of the Scarface, he's now being sued.